Thanks for downloading this podcast, which is for personal use only. All contents are copyright Radio Show Limited and must not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used in any form without permission. For contact details, go to www.radiolemon.com.
Hello everybody, this is John Hindhoff, and this is another edition of Toyota Tech Talk, and we're over in Japan, around six of the FIA World Endurance Championship. Now, coming up later on in this episode, we'll have Pascal Vassalon telling us about his thoughts for this event and looking further forward as the plans for 2014 become clearer. But first, let's start with Alex Wurz, back in the championship, as there are two TSO30 hybrid race cars here for Toyota this weekend. The number 7 car is back to compete. So, how does Alex feel about being back in the championship?
Thanks for the welcome. I'm very happy to be back racing, of course. Equally happy to be back on Radio Le Mans and chatting about life in the fast lane. This track is not easy. On a track map, it would look very simple. Straight line and lots of slow speed corners. But in fact, the last sector is maybe one of the most tricky corner sections I have ever raced on. Lots of on-off cambers, tight corners, blind. You never find a perfect setup, so you always have to improvise, and that makes it really special, really tricky, but very rewarding if you manage it right. That tricky last little sector is clearly, you have a long straight, you try to go quite stiff on all the third elements, that's what controls the ride heights, but that's good for the aero and for straight line speed, but it's not that good under braking for turn 1 and turn 10, which then with the bumps you can go into an oscillation on the tire. We can see that on TV. And then it's a compromise. Clearly, what you gain on aero and what you lose on braking stability. But that turn 1 bumps, they can really mess you up. And not only you, then flat spots. And so you have to be quite disciplined.
It is a circuit where even quite major indiscretions aren't particularly punished. There's an awful lot of runoff.
Yes, but there are lots of cars you could hit. No, but let's hope no one hits a car and no one hits the barrier. But yes, you're right. Like most modern circuits, they're going to put safety first, which you can discuss up and down. But seeing with recent accidents we have in motorsport, you have to put safety first. And that means for the guys who race, it's easier time to come back. But that's okay.
Does it affect how you attack a circuit? For example, if there was a wall on the outside of turn 1?
Hey, most definitely we're all going to approach it much safer, much slower in finding the limit. Maybe in the perfect lap in qualifying you would squeeze to 99% of the same effort you would give with a lot of runoff. But just discussed it yesterday between us Toyota drivers. And yes, more runoff area makes you instantly push to the limits. Yeah. So everything has shifted a little bit in motorsport. But it's the same for everyone. So in the end, the guy who feels the most comfortable will still be the fastest.
What has surprised me about the track here, Alex, is it looks very quick everywhere here, with a couple of exceptions when you watch it on television. I went out in a street car today, and what amazed me is just how patient you have to be in so many of the corners before you can get back on the throttle. They're not all constant radius. The track surface, the cambers, sometimes don't go exactly the way you would expect them to. This is a far more technical circuit than it actually looks, even on television.
Yeah, you nailed it on the head with your explanation, so thanks. The last sector is extremely tricky. As you said, you know, you have to be so patient because you think, oh, I can see the exit, but I'm still over the, you know, getting lifted over the crest, and you know that your wheel loads are not perfect, so if you put the power, you will just have snap oversteers. So you need to be really disciplined, waiting, patient. Then sometimes you go onto the exit curbs. If you go with little lateral load on it, you can run over them. Then you sneak a bit more lateral load on because you sink just a bit more, and suddenly you have snap oversteer. So as you say, you have to be super precise, and that means quite patient.
This is the first time I think that you will have raced the car in the post-Le Mans configuration. How do you feel going into the race on Sunday?
Well, we have extra power from Fujisan, you know, the nice mountain. No, also we have, of course, lots of motivation because it's our home race. And I was expecting Audi to be further ahead than they are today in qualifying. So that's a nice surprise because the track layout, the higher altitude for our normal aspirated engine, I would have thought as a bigger disadvantage. The hybrid is more important here in terms of lap time than the other circuits. So that's what then compensates, shows again this, that the Toyota Hybrid is the best one in motorsport. Aero, you touched it. We are very good on the high downforce package. It's my first time driving it, and it's a nice surprise that the car sticks much more than on the Le Mans configuration. But in any case, the race is going to be close, and maybe with that crazy weather forecast, lots of rain, by the way, all of that might not matter.
I'd like to ask you what you've been doing in the time when you haven't been racing.
Toyota work was simulator work for 2014 rules and regulations. We've done testing, dry and wet tire testing for the new Michelins. Next year, narrow tires, so you need to optimize all your car for that. And that was the main goals in the meantime, whilst my teammates had fun racing.
And how were the narrower tyres?
I need some tissues now. you ask a driver to give away grip for free because of rule changes. It's never a good idea to ask me because I didn't like the regulation with less power. I want the maximum power, maximum downforce, really fat tyres like we had. But we know that we all have to involve. The FIA has to restrict ever faster lap times. And all the teams agreed to the narrow tires. So you have less grip, simply because less contact patch, but our engineers are working very hard to get everything back.
That sounds like a very busy winter indeed, doesn't it, for the engineering staff back in Cologne. It's Toyota Tech Talk, and welcome back to Alex and the rest of the number 7 TSO30 Toyota Hybrid Racing Team as they come back also, of course, into the FIA World Endurance Championship here at round number 6 at Fuji. And we'll hear more from Alex as he gives us a driver's eye view of the particular challenges of this circuit. But having two TSO30s in the paddock, well, how does that affect the way the team go about their work? Pascal Vassalon is the team manager.
It's actually better. It's not an advantage because Audi are running two cars since a long time. But clearly, compared to one car, it offers much more, I would say, setup and strategy options. Basically, we are doing different programs with the two cars on any item, basically any performance factor like setup direction, tires, and so on, and global strategy for the weekend. So definitely, yes, it opens some degree of freedom. It's good. Then the result of today, I would not say fantastic. I would say good result. Fantastic would have been for the pole position, which we did not get. It's a near miss, but nevertheless, we are second. Which for tomorrow at the end doesn't matter. What is important is to start towards the front, but to be on pole or not doesn't matter for tomorrow. Yeah, the two cars are technically equivalent. There is no difference except that one monocoque has probably a little bit more mileage than the other, but no big difference. Technically, same level of car. From our side, we tend to forget a little bit about the straight line, but it's true that there is another challenge with the Sector 2, which is only high-speed corner, and Sector 3, slow-speed corner. And in terms of balance, it has quite different requirements. So it's part of the game to achieve a correct balance in these two sectors, even more than top speed, because basically the compromise between top speed and corners at large is quite easy to handle from a simulation side. We can just look at figures and decide where we are. What is more difficult is to achieve a good balance in different cornering speed range. It's one step more difficult. And that's where our challenge has been during the last 2 days. We have an advantage in terms of fuel autonomy, which is what we've seen yesterday. What we've seen yesterday is 4 laps. I don't know if it will materialize in 4 laps in the race, but unfortunately, it's not enough to guarantee one stop less. It may be that Audi will need a long last stop and we will need a short one. So for sure, our last stop will be shorter than Audi, but we may need an additional stop. We used to not split strategy when there is one clear best strategy. We go for the best one. When there is a doubt, of course, and when it's not possible, I would say, with the science to decide which strategy is the best, then yes, we can split. Yeah. 2014, basically, it's flat out everywhere. So what has happened recently are still simulator sessions to anticipate really what will happen with the systems with next year, and this tire test where we have had the first flavor of next year tires. And yeah, it was needed to give some directions to Michelin, so it was good.
We've talked before about you not perhaps debuting any new technology for 2014, going with what you know in terms of the EV system. And do you feel that might actually give you an advantage, at least in the early part of the season, because you are working with things that you know?
Okay, we expect two kinds of advantage. One that, according to us, it should be the best new technology, and it happens that we have already developed it. So this should be the first advantage. Second advantage, that yes, it's something we are developing, a system which we know, instead of discovering something totally new.
And for the race this weekend?
It's difficult to tell what will happen tomorrow, because actually we should have had rain these 2 days, and so far we didn't. So let's see, tomorrow's weather forecasts are conflicting. Some are still indicating rain, some others, some sunshine tomorrow afternoon. So we are calm about that. It will be the same for everyone. We will see.
Transitional conditions have been a strong point for your team, though.
Yeah, it's if we just look to anticipate tomorrow, if we just look back at Le Mans, for example, for sure we were down in pace in full wet, but we were as well on the dry. So in fully stable conditions, we were behind in both cases. In transient condition, going from slick to winter, that's where we were gaining, basically, and that's what helped us to stay in touch with the Audi. So just looking at Le Mans, we should not be too afraid to have changing conditions. It's a lot of fun, and yeah, let's see.
Well, of course, the weather didn't play ball on the Sunday of round 6 of the FIA World Endurance Championship, and the sum total of racing, or not racing in fact, was 16 laps behind the safety car, which resulted in a somewhat unlikely result that saw the number 7 Toyota from third position on the grid take the overall victory. So some solace at least there for Toyota Hybrid Racing. However, we were robbed of that battle at the front of the field, and what would it have been like to have seen those cars steaming round the circuit in full race conditions? Well, we can only imagine, with a little help from Alex Wirtz.
Right, we piling down start-finish, of course, in top gear, sixth gear. We are nearly going up to 300 km, preparing mentally for the 105-meter braking point. You have to be careful with the bumps, jumping on them, shifting down into second gear, nailing the apex, of course, perfect. Then the big joy, Toyota Hybrid kicks in, getting you out of the corner. On to turn three, where we arrive in the fifth gear, maximum revs about 245 km an hour. Then just a little dab on the brake. Not too much on the curb, the grid has to stay at home, don't cut too much, otherwise you jump too much. Really nice corner, a lot of grip on the exit, bringing you into turn 4 and 5. A lot of G, 3.5 G's on the car, maybe a bit more actually, but not allowed to say that. A real cool corner, very tricky on the exit, really difficult with traffic. Then coming into turn 6, again, you want to brake later, but you shouldn't. Then carry a lot of momentum through insert gear, about 112, 115 km an hour. Getting out down in the double right-hander, accelerating up to 6th gear, again 260 km an hour, braking over a bumpy zone in turn 10, into 1st gear, don't touch the curb too much, short shift, 2nd gear, exiting up to turn, brake really gentle, otherwise you have lots of front locking and you overheat the tires. Last corner, really, really important now to get a really good exit in 3rd gear, 4th, 5th, 6th, and back to start finish.
Well, what a shame we weren't able to experience the Toyota TSO30s and the rest of the FIA WEC field at speed in full racing conditions at Fuji. But no choice for the organisers. Under safety grounds, the decisions that they made were absolutely correct. Well, it will be two TSO30s once again for Toyota Hybrid Racing when we go to round number 7 of the FIA World Endurance Championship. That's in China. And once again, every single session will be live here on RadioLeMans.com. And afterwards, we'll have another edition of Toyota Tech Talk.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, go to www.RadioLeMans.com. Radio Show Limited. We talk to the world.